Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are publisher of the monthly Southwest Senior, Keith Welpley, and marketing director of Southwest Senior Monthly, Stan Blitz. Good afternoon.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Today we will profile seniors in our community. Let's start with our publisher, Keith Welpley. Tell me a little bit about yourself, how long you've had the Southwest Senior.
Well, I'm a graduate from NMSU in the late 80s, and I've had Southwest Senior for about 18 years. I got out of college as a reporter, went into reporting with the Las Cruces Sun News, went up to the New Mexican in Santa Fe. But about 18 years ago, I started Southwest Senior. I wanted to do my own thing, and I have had an interest in seniors, among other topics. And when I saw an opening in this market for a senior publication, I felt it was time for me to dive in, and I did.
What was the interest you had in seniors?
Well, I was always interested, and this developed as I was a writer for the different newspapers. Because of the subjects I would interview, I found that although the people I interviewed were seniors, a lot of them were very active. A lot of them broke the mold of your garden variety senior, as we were raised to believe, somebody crocheting an Afghan and that sort of thing. These guys were out in the game, so to speak. They were out. They're highly political. They were reading. They were creating. They were writing. They were just all over the map. And when I saw an opening for a senior publication in Las Cruces, I wanted to break that mold.
And so you've been able to assist seniors, help with the misperceptions people might have about seniors. What are some of the misperceptions?
Well, like I said before, when I started 18 years ago, the overriding perception was that seniors were like your mom and dad, who would retire, and then their life would become quiet, and mom might take up a hobby of knitting, dad might take up a real slow maybe golfing and that sort of thing. That's probably the biggest misperception. The other, misperception is that seniors can be categorized either politically or socioeconomically. The senior today, and I'm talking about probably the Vietnam War era senior, there's no way you can categorize those people. They have different interests. They have different political philosophies, and some of them have even invented their own political philosophies. They're doing new things health-wise. They're doing new things creatively. So that's probably the two biggest misperceptions people have about seniors. I think it's sort of fading because it's so obvious now that people past the age of 60 are far more productive than we ever gave them credit for when we were growing up and looking at our grandparents.
So then the age then that one thinks of a senior is past 50 or past 60?
I think I look at a senior as anybody who is past the age, if I'm going to pick a number, probably past the age of 60. Now, that's really young. And the word senior is sort of a misnomer. To me, a senior is that's a limiting name in itself. I just think people at 60, that's generally what society classifies as a senior, 60, 65.
And Stan, how long have you been with the organization?
About 3 years, but I want to interject something about seniors that I've done some studies about too. AARP, which is probably the most popular magazine for seniors, has 55 million people who read the magazine,
the AARP. Yeah.
And let me tell you, some people are living longer today. There's people 30 years old who act like they're 80 years old. And there are people who are 60 who act like they're 30. It really depends upon, it's an individual thing. Seniors really, this is a big retirement community. So, you know, it's a wonderful market. See, a lot of people around Las Cruces or Dona Ana County come from back east or from California, and they're accustomed to services that are not even aware of that we cover at, with the expo. And we like to give them the music from the era. We have a group, and they're going to play the Drifters music, the Platters. This is what people relate mm-hmm. to.
Yeah. And well, he's referring to the Southwest Senior Expo, which we can talk about later, but it's basically a two-day event we do every March.
So going back then to the realities of what are the realities then of being a senior here in Dona Ana County, what have you seen and what have you focused on in your publication?
Well, in our publication, there's a couple things that we do editorially. We don't follow the old model, and that is trying to predict what a senior wants to read. We try to stay current on our events and stay active, stay current on the kinds of activities that are out there. We don't cover a lot of politics because, like I say, we can't pigeonhole seniors today. A reader today could be very conservative or very liberal, but one thing that they do have in common is they care about the same kinds of things. They care about finance. They care about health care. They care about arts and entertainment. These are things they care about whether you're conservative or liberal. So that's kind of what we try to do with Southwest Senior. In Don Yana County, the greater Las Cruces area, before you get out into the county, is got a large percentage of seniors. I think at one point we had done a study that showed, read a study that it showed 37% of people within Las Cruces proper were ages 55 and over. Now you go outside in the county is a very young place, and so that sort of draws down the countywide average. But in the city, there's a very strong percentage of senior citizens, people 55 and over, although I use 60 as my number. 55 is what they generally categorize a senior as.
But then again, sometimes the discounts only come at 65.
I know. Some of these, this is a perfect example. I was in McDonald's, and I'm 53. I was in McDonald's. They didn't even ask me. They just automatically give me the coffee senior discount. And I asked the girl, I says, "You didn't even ask me how old I am." And she says, "Well, you look about that age." And, you know, she was probably 18.
Well, I think once we have our silver, yes. our silver threads, as they say.
When you're 18, if you're 25, you look like a senior citizen.
Well, being that Doña Ana is unique in the Las Cruces, and I think, Keith, you mentioned that a lot of the seniors are coming from outside of the area. What about the local senior? What is the difference between the senior coming in from outside as compared to?
That's a good question. A lot of people may not know that's the senior population. Generally speaking, there are two segments. There's what they call the aging in placers, and those are the people who've lived here their whole lives. They've raised their families here, and now they're retired here. And then you have the transient senior, the senior who's coming from different areas, and they have completely different kinds of mindsets. And from a marketing standpoint, and Stan may appreciate this, new seniors coming into town have the receptors up. They're looking for everything and anything that they can do. While the aging in placers, they've been here their whole lives. They know everybody. They know what they're going to do on a Saturday night. And so they're a lot different that way. But when you mix the two groups, which we're doing with the expo, by the way, we have a committee that actually mixes aging in placers with people who are relatively newcomers, and there is an electricity that develops between the two groups, and it's fascinating to watch.
Have you attended any of these senior events? Have you?
I personally have many friends who are part of Senior Olympics. And Senior Olympics, very supportive of the Southwest Senior Expo. In fact, they're going to be presenting their talent contest at our March event, the competition. And then I served for a period of time on the Las Cruces Senior Programs Board of Directors. I'm involved with Senior Circle. Now, Mountain View Regional Medical Center has something called Senior Circle. And if you wanted to say, if you want to look at a group that really embodies that newer senior, it would be the Senior Circle. A group that embodies the aging in place senior community, it would be the city's senior programs.
Like the Munson Senior Center.
Right.
Benavides, and so forth.
So, Stan, being that you're in marketing, when you're going out there marketing the publication, who are you seeking?
Well, it's a wide variety, Emily. We go after nursing homes. We go after assisted living, hospice I'm working with right now. It's a wide variety. Tourism, we're working. I was in Cloudcroft with the lodge because it's so nostalgic. It was built in 1898. I got the history. Things that really people would be interested. You get touched by certain things. It's a wide variety. The library is involved.
One of the things I want to point out when you talk about what seniors look for in terms of services, you might be surprised that when you look at the new services like solar energy, Senior citizens are very much aware of solar energy, and they're very much into that sort of new kind of energy, which is getting real popular in Donia County. One of our supporters, Sunspot Solar, they have a very good time with the senior population. They're very aware of solar energy as a new kind of energy, and they're very willing, they're open-minded to that sort of thing.
And we did something last year, we wanted to do it this year. We have seminars that we conduct for financial planning, for health services. You know, we go in depth for 2 days, different seminars to educate the people, because people really are not familiar with the services that are available. That's what the Southwest Senior Expo really does.
And what about the publication? What do you do year-round when you don't have the expo?
Year-round, of course, we're a monthly publication, and what we try to do is, like I say, we try not to pigeonhole our readers. Our readers are as interested today in things around them as they are when they were in college. What we also try to do is reach out and try to engage people socially. We try to look for every opportunity to get them involved in clubs and dances and that sort of thing. In fact, Southwest Senior, this in the coming year, is going to be looking to develop its own social calendar that would include lectures and dancing and that sort of thing. Because if you're going to look at one area where the senior programs is a little weak with the city, is providing that kind of all-around kind of fellowshipping, dances, lectures, and that sort of thing. And that's what we hope to bring, is something like that this coming year.
And so that gives the opportunity then for businesses to affect seniors in our community?
Oh, absolutely. They have to really know. A lot of times people, I hear, they have to go to El Paso for a doctor, or they have to do this and that. But it's really so many of the services that they're not aware of are at the expo.
One of the things that I find changing all the time is the medical services Las Cruces offers. And this is what a lot of newcomers remind you of, because when you're an aging in place, or you sort of get used to the service as it was 10, 20, 30 years ago, only to find out years later that they now offer the service here. Memorial Medical Center is a great example. They have a great cancer facility, and they can do things that they couldn't do only 10 years ago. And so that's what our paper also tries to do, is try to let people know that, you know, this isn't a static environment here in Doñana County. It's a moving environment. It's an environment that's changing with the needs of the seniors.
So that's when you can see what issues were, let's say, 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and how they've changed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's the biggest change you've seen in 10 years?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is the healthcare community. The healthcare providers have really evolved to accommodate a real active senior. I mean, in 10 years, we had the Southern New Mexico Rehabilitation Hospital and Bents Care Hospital. I mean, those are rehabilitation hospitals that weren't there, and now they serve a real need. And these are real specific hospitals, and they are designed to get people home quicker. Hospitals used to be the stays were a lot longer, but now through medical advancements, they're able to get people home quicker. And that's real important for a senior. The last thing you want, your mom or your dad, or even for yourself, is to be sitting in a hospital a week, 2 weeks.
So there's different stages of being a senior.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, let's say somebody's 65.
Mm-hmm.
10 years from now, they'll have different needs.
And that's what's happening, is it's sort of it's following that age, that continuum of care. And facilities are popping up all the time. Just last year when we had the expo, in fact, we met the people who started this. Hacienda's a Grace Village. It is a new facility aimed at an upper demographic of people who have dementia, Alzheimer's, and that sort of thing. That kind of facility didn't exist much here in Las Cruces, but now it's sort of evolving to probably accommodate an expanding population of people who are looking for those. And that's the older population.
And are seniors living longer?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we see those studies all the time showing that people are able to live longer. The healthcare facilities, the cardiac care, all those new facilities and new doctors and new practices that do allow us to live longer. And also, recovery times are such that they're able to get out of the hospital quicker. And, you know, that also, shorter recovery times means people can live longer as well.
It should be the most enjoyable part of our life right now when you're a senior, because so many people retire and they just, I'm amazed what I see. There's no vibrant in the people. They go to the casino and they have the food and they're retired. After 3 months, they get bored and they want to have something to do. And I could never do that myself.
Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing that we're finding in Las Cruces is that business owners, organizations really are welcoming to senior citizens in terms of workers. I mean, they're paying workers. Sitel, for instance, it's a call center here in Las Cruces. John Munoz has opened its doors to hiring people 55 and over. He's looking for
85 is the oldest that John has.
Yeah.
And are they starting at a low salary, though?
Or they're starting like everybody else starts, but a lot of these people who sign on are doing it because they want to stay active. They want to keep their brain healthy, and the way you keep your brain healthy, as we know, is to stay mentally active. And these call centers, I'm amazed at how active your brain has to be to actually help people navigate through problems. I don't know, when you call for computer problems or for your programming, your television, these are the people that are on the phone with you trying to navigate you through those problems. Can you imagine having to do that?
And then with the baby boom generation,
a lot of what we're seeing today, and I studied this for our expo, the theme of our expo in March is the 1960s. And I started looking into this a baby boomer thing when we started 3 years ago, the Southwest Senior Lifestyle Expo. And a lot of what we're seeing today in terms of new services, sort of like this boundless, no borders in terms of what we're thinking of seniors will do or want to do in all areas, comes from the baby boom generation that started asking, why can't we do it? Our dad, our fathers, our parents sort of accepted the status quo. Baby boomers, because they were children of the 60s, they're asking, why can't we do it? And that's real. I think that's a real significant shift in mindset. I mean, seniors 55 and over, 60 and over, they're really the kinds of, they're from the 60s, and they're used to pushing the envelope. And that's what we're seeing right now, is a shift to accommodate this expanding sense of what can be done.
You asked a question before about people being brought up in Las Cruces, Doña Ana County, comparing somebody who comes in from New York. Let me tell you something, Emily. I listen to people from New York, and they start complaining, and Las Cruces gradually is bringing in services, restaurants, and like Jason's Deli is a perfect example. And boy, oh boy, that place is we're going to try and get them at the expo, too.
Mm,
but
right.
It's amazing what the services that Las Cruces is getting. It took the Olive Garden, I think, 15 years to get in here. Now it's like unbelievable.
We thought
people
it was
love it.
You were probably here during the time when everyone kept whispering and hearing about the Olive Garden. It almost become urban legend that Olive Garden was someday come to Las Cruces.
But I'm amazed. I go to Hobbs a lot, and they have a 50s diner there. I think this town really needs something. They had one, and it just didn't work. But they need something more to cater to the seniors. Eventually, mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll have one.
Well, that's one of the things I think a lot of people loved is nostalgia. And I don't care what age you are. Everyone loves nostalgia, the things that bring people back to their youth. And, you know, that's part of what we do at the expo is we really want to deck out the place so that when you walk in, you are thrown right back to the 60s. Last year it was the 50s. Before that it was the 40s. And, you know, music, how quickly do you go back to your youth when you hear the music of that day?
He had a jukebox last year.
Well, that brings us to the Southwest Senior 1960s Lifestyle Expo, March 22nd and 23rd at the Las Cruces Convention Center. Mm-hmm. So why don't we wrap this up now?
Sure.
Is there anything that you would like to let people know about seniors, the issues that they've come up with, we've discussed?
You know, the only thing I would remind people is that Las Cruces really is a community that welcomes seniors. There are a lot of things that can do better, and everyone's working on that. Pick up a Southwest Senior. We put them at different locations throughout the month. We publish the first week of every month. So
Keith has a show every Tuesday on KSNM. And you can call in for your improvements or whatever.
Yeah, Southwest Senior Radio started 5 years ago, and it was a way to sort of keep the Southwest Senior brand or name. It was more of a marketing gimmick to keep a name and brand out there. But what started happening is that our guests and people wanted to come on the show who you wouldn't really pigeonhole as senior service providers, but they were just, like I say, anybody who had anything to say that might be of interest to anybody of any age. And that's really the key for content for us is don't try to pigeonhole or guess what a senior's going to want to hear. Just put it out there and let them pick.
We can listen to this interview on KRWG, but then once a week, on what day of the week?
It is on Tuesdays from 4 to 6.
Well, thank you very much for joining me on Puentes, Bridges to the Community, and you definitely are bridging the community.
Hopefully, we're doing our
part. Definitely, with the publisher of Southwest Senior, Keith Welpley, and marketing director of Southwest Senior, Stan Blitz.
Thank you for having us.
For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.